हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 ओ हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 बोल हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Haribo.
Ashtotera Shatta Sri Srimadabhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Sanstapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Nityalila Pravishta Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Srila Gorki Shardas Babaji Maharaj Ki Sachit Ananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki वैष्णव सर्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज की गौरी वेदांताचार्य बलदेव विद्यभूषण प्रभु की श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर की श्री नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ षड गोस्वामी प्रभु की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि घोर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोकुलनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंद देवी गंगा देवी जमुना देवी भक्ति देवी की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मथुर धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की श्री द्वारका परिधाम की, श्री अयोध्या परिधाम की, श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी मंदिर की, श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की, श्री 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 जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी सुदर्शन चक्र की, श्री श्री गौरनिताय की, हरि नाम संकीर्तन की, गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल, समावेत भक्तवृंद की, समावेत भक्तवृंद की, समावेत भक्तवृंद की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, हरे कृष्ण। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गोवर्धन चरण विशेष श्रीवान आचार्य देवचार्य जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी आई नीड यू टू प्ले आई एम प्लेइंग द मृदंग जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना यमुना तीर वन चारि यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि जय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotereshat Shri Srimadabhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Gundradha Kundgiri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrinda Devi Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Mahayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Dwarka Puri Dham Ki Ayodhya Puri Dham Ki Shri Shri Kishore Kishore Mandir Ki Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato jayamudhirayet Nashta praeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati tyuttama shloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki Srimad Bhagavatam, Skanda 1, Skanda 10, Adhyaya 1, Shloka Sankhya 42. Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam. Mano vikaratmakamapa pranchasu. Panchasu. Guneshu mayara chiteshu dehyasau Prapadyamana sahatena jayate Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam Mano vikaratma karam Kamapa panchasu Guneshu mayara chiteshu dehyasau Prapadyamana sahatena jayate Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam Mano vikaratma kamapa panchasu Guneshu mayara chiteshu hidehyasau Prapadyamana sahatena jayate Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam Mano vikaratma kamapa panchasu guneshu maya rachiteshu dehyaso. Prapadhyamana sahatena jayate. Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam. Mano vikaratmakam apapanchasu. Guneshu maya rachiteshu dehyasau. Prapadyamana sahatena jayate. Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam. Mano vikaratmakam apapanchasu. Guneshu maya rachiteshu dehyaso. Prapadyamana sahatena jayate. Anyone else? Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam. Mano vikaratmaka papa panchasu. Guneshu maya rachiteshu dehyasau. Prapadyamana sahatena jayate. That's all? Wanna try? Give it a try. Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam. Mano vikaratmakam apapanchasu. Guneshu maya rachiteshu dehyaso. Prapadyamana sahatena jayate. Padapataha. Yataha yataha. From one place to another, or from one position to another. Dhavati speculates. Daiva choditam. Impelled by accident or deliberation. Manaha, the mind. Vikara atmakam. Changing from one type of thinking, feeling and willing to another. Apa, at the end he obtains a mentality. Panchasu, at the time of death, when the material body turns totally into matter. Guneshu, the mind not being liberated becomes attached to the material qualities. Maya rachiteshu, where the material energy creates a similar body. Dehi, the spirit soul who accepts such a body. Asau, he, prapadyamanaha, being surrendered to such a condition. Saha, with, tena, a similar body. Jayate, takes birth. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The purport is a bit long, but probably not as long as yesterday, I think. Let me see. Yesterday was two and a half pages, almost 3 pages. No, yeah. It was almost 3 pages. Today is almost 2 pages. I'll try and read it faster than he read it yesterday because my first language is English, somehow or other by bad fortune, by ill fortune. At the time of death, according to the thinking, feeling, and willing of the mind which is involved in fruitive activities, one receives a particular body. In other words, the body develops according to the activities of the mind. Changes of the body are due to the flickering of the mind, for otherwise the soul could remain in its original spiritual body. Purport. One can very easily understand that the mind is constantly flickering, changing in the quality of its thinking, feeling, and willing. This is explained by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita 6:34. Chanchalam himana krishna pramati balavad dridham tasya ham nigraham manye vayur eva sudushkaram. The mind is chanchala, flickering, and it changes very strongly. Therefore, Arjuna admitted that controlling the mind is not at all possible. This would be as difficult as controlling the wind. For example, if one were in a boat moving according to the wind on a river or the sea, and the wind were uncontrollable, the tilting boat would be very much disturbed and extremely difficult to control. It might even capsize. Therefore, in the Bhava Samudra, the ocean of mental speculation and transmigration to different types of bodies, one must first control the mind. By regulative practice, one can control the mind, and this is the purpose of the yoga system, Abhyasa Yoga Yuktena. But there is a chance of failure with the yoga system, especially in this age of Kali, because the yoga system uses artificial means. If the mind is engaged in bhakti yoga, however, by the grace of Krishna, one can very easily control it. Excuse me. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. One should chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, for the holy name of the Lord is different from Hari, the Supreme Person. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra constantly, one can fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayoho. And in this way, achieve the perfection of yoga. Otherwise, the flickering mind will hover on the platform of mental speculation for sense enjoyment, and one will have to transmigrate from one type of body to another because the mind is trained only in relation to the material elements, or in other words, to sense gratification, which is false. Maya sukhaya baram udvahato vimudhan. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.43. Rascals, vimudhan, being controlled by mental speculation, make huge arrangements by which to enjoy life temporarily. But they must give up the body at the time of death, when everything is taken away by Krishna's external energy, mrityu sarva harashchaham. At that time, whatever one has created in this life is lost, and one must automatically accept a new body by the force of material nature. In this life, one may have constructed a very tall skyscraper, but in the next life, because of one's mentality, one may have to accept a body like that of a cat, a dog, a tree, or perhaps a demigod. Thus, the body is offered by the laws of material nature. Karana gunasangosya sadasadyoni janmasu. Bhagavad Gita 13.22. The spirit soul takes birth in higher and lower species of life only because of his association with the three qualities of material nature. Urdvam gacchanti satvasta madhye tishtanti rajasaha jaganya guna vrittista adho gacchanti tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live in the earthly planets. And those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish planets. Bhagavad Gita 14.18. In conclusion, the Krishna consciousness movement offers the topmost welfare for human society. The saner section of human society must therefore take this movement very seriously for the benefit of all humanity. To save oneself from the repetition of birth and death, one must purify his consciousness. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. One must be freed from all designations. I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. And come to the platform of understanding that Krishna is the original master and we are his eternal servants. When the senses are purified and engaged in Krishna's service, one achieves the highest perfection. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is a movement of Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. By following the principles of this movement, one becomes disassociated from material mental concoctions and is established in the original platform of the eternal relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a servant and master. This, in summary, is the purpose of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Hare Krishna. Whew. That was a long one. We already discussed all this again and again. But repetition is necessary to learn the lesson. Repetition is necessary to learn the lesson. The lesson is that the pleasures of this body are temporary, but we cannot give them up. We cannot give them up. So facility is given. Prabhupada said that the Grihastha ashram is a license for sense enjoyment. And sense enjoyment means, I shouldn't use the word, S blank X. That's the topmost sense enjoyment. Drugs are not as pleasurable. Alcohol is not as pleasurable. Although in this country, you might think that they are as pleasurable, because a lot of people are indulging. A lot of people. Oh, I talked to one old man with a beard last night who told me that his daughter was a recovering alcoholic. I wonder, it's so common in this country, so common for people to take intoxication. Why? Because they think that it is a path to quick happiness. But it is actually the path to ignorance and to going down. Urdhvam gachanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasaha adho gachanti tamasaha. Those who are in the mode of ignorance, asha pasha shatair baddaha. They are tied by hundreds of ropes. Asha pasha shataihi. Shataihi means by hundreds. Asha pasha, asha pasha is a rope. Baddha, bound up by their material desires, hundreds of desires. And what happens? Patanti narake asuchau. They fall down into a hellish condition, which is contaminated, asucho, it is unclean. Is that pleasurable? But the illusion is it's pleasurable. So there are different types of pleasures. There's sattvic pleasure in the mode of goodness. That's all of these pleasures and sufferings are described in Bhagavad Gita. One becomes attached because of the association of the mind with the material energy, karana guna sangasya. Guna sangaha. Gunas are the three modes, rajogun, tamogun, sattvagun. Sangaha, association. So we associate with these gunas in different ways, through food, through charity. Right? There's three kinds of, what is it? Tribidam? No, that's a different verse. How am I forgetting this? I think it's, no. I want to get the exact verse. Trividam bhavati priyaha, right? Where, what is that? I'm forgetting. No, that's different. That's what I... boy, it should have... Three things that are dear to... Urdhvam Gacchanti is here. There are three things, like three types of charity, three types of food. What is that? It's 18? Could be. Yeah, maybe. I think it's 17. Wait a minute. Aharas tvapi sarvasya trivido bhavati priyaha. This is what I was... 17.7. Yajnas tapas tatadanam tesham vedam imam shunu. So there are three types of food, three types of yajnas, three types of tapasya. Oh, yajna, sacrifices, tapasya, austerities, danam, charity. So aharaha is food. Aharas tvapi sarvasya, of all. Trividho bhavati priyaha, three types. And then Krishna says, yajnas tapas tatadanam tesham vedam imam shrunu. So there are three types of pleasures. The pleasure in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. There's charity in the mode of ignorance, right? So that's described here. Apatrayabhyasta chadiyate. If you give charity to someone who is unfit, like we see people outside with the signs, right? Help, homeless or whatever. Or there was, I must have been telling Jitendriya the story I saw on they had a video on YouTube of a perfectly healthy girl putting on a costume and pretending to be a cripple and getting money from people on the street. So people, apatra means someone who's unfit or unqualified. So she was unqualified to receive charity. So that's charity in the mode of ignorance. Right? Tamasik danam. Danam, charity, tamasik. They're building hospitals. It seems like it's in the mode of goodness. But the people that they're treating are sinful. They're cow killers. Cow eaters. So that's charity in the mode of ignorance. Charity used to mean giving to brahmanas. Why brahmanas? There is, of course, the accusation that this is casteism and, brahmanas are the same as everyone else. And so why should charity be given to brahmanas? But that was the system, the Vedic system. Why? Because Brahmanas, their business was to teach Vedic knowledge. And so that's the highest occupation according to the Vedic concept. It's called Veda Matam. Mata is a concept. What's the other word for concept? Philosophy? Ideology, excuse me. Vedic ideology is Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have become a human being. So therefore, you should get Vedic knowledge. Brahma means the absolute truth. And the absolute truth is known through the Vedas. Vedaischa sarvera hameva vedyaha. The aim of the Vedas is to know me, Lord Krishna says. But the way to know Lord Krishna is through the Vedas. Scientists are trying to know the truth. They say science means truth, right? That's a definition of science. Experimentation and observation that leads to knowledge of the truth. Is this the correct cliche? No? Something like that. What is the definition of science? I don't have a dictionary here. We have a Gita. You got a dictionary there. Knowledge, but observation and experimentation is the means of obtaining knowledge, which we call pratyaksha pramanam, direct perception of the senses. For instance, an astronomer. What's the definition? Okay, that's a pretty it's a pretty detailed explanation, huh? So, etymology? That's etymology means the root of that. Well, the root of the word might be some Latin word or French word or German word or whatever. You can see that too, right? The etymology of the word science. But the point is to know. Well, it's close to Veda, to know. So the difference between the two systems of knowing is that one system is based on the perception of the senses, pratyaksha, what we see in front of us. Now they see through a telescope or through a microscope. Even then they admit that they cannot see the atom, right? The electrons, the neutrons, there's one more, right? Proton. So these, they can only conjecture. Quantum physics means conjecture. But the conjectures seem to be correct because by applying that, they made the big bombs, right? So they see, here's the fruit of our, you know, our knowledge is destruction. Prabhupada used to say that they know how to accelerate death. The Vedic system is to know from Vedic Shastras. So how did Vedic Shastras become exalted? So great sages saw the mantras. Did you ever hear that before? Mantra drashta. The Vedas are all composed of mantras. Ishavasyamidam sarvam is one of the Veda mantras. Ishavasya Upanishad, Ishopanishad is in the Veda Samhita. Samhita, Brahmana, Aranyaka, Upanishad, right? We discussed that. The four sections of the Vedas. So the great sages saw by dint of their mystic powers. And this whole culture developed based on these mantras. That's what Vedic culture is. Shastra Pramanam. The Vedas are considered shastras. And other scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version, we write. Right? Vedas are the basis. And the other shastras explain what's in the Vedas. So they're called Smriti shastras. Shrutis are the four Vedas. And the Smritis, the Bhagavatam, is one of the Smritis. That's not an offense to say. That's the fact of the matter. The Dharma Shastras are also called Smriti. And a follower of Dharma Shastras is called a Smarta. So sometimes it's used in a derogatory way to indicate Mayavadis or Shaivites. But technically, those who follow the Dharma Shastras, which we follow in 1867, Prabhupada writes clearly, we follow the Manusmriti. So they're called Smartas. Smriti, Smarta. Interesting. That doesn't mean that we're Shaivas or impersonalists. That subject is Darshana Shastra, philosophy. That has nothing to do with the Dharma Shastra, law. They're all Vedic supplementary literatures. Vedic supplementary literature. The Puranas, the Mahabharata, Ramayana, Harivamsa Purana, which is considered an extension of the Mahabharata. The 18 Mahapuranas, the 18 Upapuranas are history. It's another subject. So the teachings of Vedas are summarized in the Gita, in the Gita Upanishad, all the Upanishads. Upanishads and the Brahma Sutra, right? Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Hetu Beard. What is that first full verse? Hetu Beard Nishchitaihi. I'm forgetting one word there. The cause of the universe is described in the Brahma Sutras. The Brahma Sutras are a synopsis in sutra form of all the Upanishads. And we say the Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on the Brahma Sutras. But the Brahma Sutras were composed by Vyas. And the first sutra is that because you're a human being, you've come atato, atato, now, therefore. So this now, therefore, implies the obtaining of a human body, because a human body has more intelligence. Without attainment of a human body, there's no question of following Dharma. And without being educated in Vedas and Dharma, then there's no question of moksha, liberation from the material body. That education, we say, is surrender, shravanam, kirtanam, navadha bhakti. The education in how to get liberation. Gita recommends that bhakti. The Vedas are themselves more towards dharma, artha and kama. And moksha is dealt with in the Upanishads. So we're here, and artha and kama is very difficult to give up. I mean, there are very rare great souls who will drink a half a glass of buttermilk, like Haridas Thakur, and that's it. They have no material needs. He lived in a cave with a snake. I mean, Gaur Kishore Babaji lived outside of the town in the forest. They don't care for rain, cold, all these, you know, material conditions. Don't disturb a great sage who realizes that the material energy is panchatvam. Right? What is in today's verse? We had a lot of Gita shlokas, but the actual Bhagavad shloka, Swapne yata pashati deham idrisham. No, that was yesterday. How did I get to there? Yato yato davati daiva choditam mano vikaratmakam vikaratmakam apa panchasu. So panchasu in the five, that's the literal meaning. The translation here, at the time of death, when the material body turns totally into matter. But pancha is five, because there are five gross elements. Bhumihi, earth, apaha, water, analaha, fire, kam, space, vayu, air. These are the five elements. So when the body is destroyed, it merges into the five elements, whether you keep it in a box or you burn to ashes. The most of the body is water, right? That's what modern science says. So the body, but the conscious living entity, that is the Atma. That is Brahman. We say everything is Brahman, or Vedas said everything is Brahman. So there's, right, sarva kalu. Kalu means verily, or certainly must be type of. It's a colloquial expression, believe it or not. Believe it or not, it's a colloquial. Sarvam is all. Kalu idam, this, Brahman. So what is Brahman? Then that's Satchitananda. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But the material elements are not. But the material elements are not Brahman. It is an energy, Mahamaya, illusory energy. It appears to be real. Therefore, even Prabhupada quoted the other verse that Brahman Satya Jagan Mitya. That's not in the Upanishads. That's a commentary by Adi Shankaracharya. The eternal is spirit. Jagan, this material world, mitya, is false. But when the deeper explanation by Adi Shankara is that I'm not even talking to you and you're not hearing to me, we don't accept. So Vallabhacharya, he propounded a different concept, right? Brahma Satya, Jagan Satya. The material world is also true. So it is false in the sense that it's temporary. But it's true that we're experiencing this temporary existence. And because we're attached to our body, we're wearing this warm clothing. Because the duality of heat and cold, happiness and distress, rich and poor, etc., these are dvandvas. Dvandva, duality. It affects every living being. Only those who are determined, dridhavrataha, right? Those who have firm determination. Who are they? Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid. Out of thousands, maybe one, maybe. Maybe that's why a few people are sitting here. And it doesn't mean that we've attained liberation also. We're also bound up by these asha pasha shata baddaihi. We're bound up by different material desires. To totally give them up, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. Vairagya, the vidya, the knowledge of renunciation, is the essence of devotion. Who can do that? It's a tall order. It's a very tall order. It's very difficult. We should not pretend or make a show. There are those who will do that. Of course, there are many people. It fell down. Oh, okay. It's okay. It happens. There are, of course, the vast majority of persons who obtained human bodies. They do not care for moksha. They do not care for liberation. They do not care for religiosity. They break all the principles of religiosity, right? Cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, and mercy. Did I forget something? Four. These four principles of religiosity, they're breaking. Cleanliness is broken by illicit sex, which means to behave like a cat and a dog, which is glorified in this country of Malechas and Yavanas, and now in India, it's being glorified. Truthfulness is broken by gambling. Gambling is being propagated by the government, the lottery. Here they have a mega. Millions and millions and millions. And somebody won it, yeah. And everyone else was robbed by the government. So truthfulness, austerity, cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, intoxication. The society where intoxication is glorified. In Vedic society, there was intoxication, but it was not organized and was not allowed as a business. Low-class people, they knew how to make their own intoxication at home. And the high class, the brahmanas, didn't indulge. The kshatriyas, they drank the sap of the trees that fermented. And the vaishyas, they also didn't indulge, or they might indulge. And the shudras, by nature, Prabhupada used to comment like that. Shudras, this is for the shudras. But the shudras are the vast majority. Labor. Paricharyatmakam karma. So just because something is a majority doesn't mean it's correct. Just because something is in... People are all drinking, so it doesn't mean drinking alcohol is correct. Or killing animals it's not correct. It's in the mode of ignorance. And so, adho gacchanti tamasaha. Tamasic activities have seized, have captured human society at the present moment. That's the, if we say, the effect of Kali Yuga. And so because of that, people are headed on the path to hell. Adho gacchanti. Gacchanti, they go. Adaha, down. Trividham narakasyedam. That's another verse. There are three types of hell. No, three gates to hell, excuse me. So there's a hellish condition in this world and in a world we can't see because our senses are limited. And scientists don't have the requisite intelligence to understand that their power of observation is very limited and that they should get knowledge from a higher source. How do we tie this in with Vasudev and Kamsa? Vasudev is attempting to philosophize with Kamsa, who is an unprincipled rascal. Prabhupada used the word rascal. In this country, well, when I was a child, the word rascal was used mostly not as a curse word, but to describe a misbehaved child, right? That's common usage. But in India, when we went to India and people used the word rascal, it was offensive. You know, they thought it was like a curse word. How can you use this word? You know, in here, when you hear rascal, you don't think that it's... But Prabhupada was condemning errant behavior with extremely strong language. The English that he learned in that, milieu. So there, it's a total and total through and through condemnation. So here in the purport, he said they're rascals. Who? The materialists. A rascal is someone who has no principles, who can behave in any such way. Just like they're dropping bombs on innocent people, right? In right now it's going on in Arabia. There was a report, again on the radio. These are the poorest people, one of the most backward societies. There's, you know, Arabia, there's hardly any rain. I mean, how people live there is also a really good question. Now it's artificial. They have boats and planes that bring food. But when you're being attacked by an extremely wealthy country next door, there's nowhere you can go also into the sea, and they're bombing the heck out of them. They're suffering like anything. So heartless. The people who are dropping the bombs are heartless. No compassion. Of course, there are many other examples. That's just one example, right? Here in this country, right, they're shooting unarmed people left, right, and center. That's going on. Heartless, right? Some boy was, he had a phone in his pocket and they shot him in his backyard the other day. Where was that? It was in the news, big news item. What city was that? I'm just trying to remember now because there was a big uproar, you know. Oh, you're right, Sacramento, correct. And the owner of the Sacramento Kings basketball team, why am I mentioning him? He's a Hindu. He's a Hindu, did you know that? He's a Hindu, yeah. What's his name? Randive. Randive is a Maharashtrian from Bombay. And he came out and he, you know, in the basketball court, this is a great crime. We can't, you know, this thing, that thing. Heartless. You know, if somebody's under attack, he can retaliate. But when they're not even under attack, they kill someone. And then they see he had no weapon. So these are rascals. These are unscrupulous human beings. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, there's a lot of them. Because even if they're not killing a human being, they're killing an animal mercilessly. So all these qualities, cleanliness, austerity, mercy, mercy. Mercy is killed by meat eating. So if one is a man eater by killing another man or dropping a bomb or going in the supermarket, which is full of meat, and purchasing that meat, they have no mercy. In the middle of this, to preach the message of Mahaprabhu is difficult. And Vasudev had difficulty in explaining this to Kamsa because he was a rascal. So we are dealing with all these small Kamsas. We were also the Kamsas. Some of us, not all of us. Not all of you. Some of us. How to change their minds? It's not easy. Great intelligence is required. Vasudev is displaying tremendous intelligence by these explanations. They're brilliant, brilliant explanations. Is the time up? Right? 8:30. You got 2 minutes for questions. Yes. Si, senor. A mic. There is a mic somewhere. Vivek, I think his name is Vivek Randive. Vivek, yeah.
Two things. Thank you first for your class, Bhashyam Ghosh.
Muchas gracias.
The word rascals have been so glamorized and some way bastardized that there's a country band called Flat Rascals, FYI.
Fly Rascals?
Flat.
F-L-A-T.
Yeah, F-L-A-T. Flat Rascals.
That's, that's the name of a place?
The Rascal Flats. Rascal Flats. Yeah, a country music band.
Oh, a country music band.
Yeah, flat, Rascal Flats. Yeah,
Rascal
correct.
Flats.
The other thing is that you said that you mentioned that charity in the mode of ignorance was right. to attend people that are basically karmis.
Unfit.
But, yeah, unfit. But charity is being kind of like designed for that kind of people. People that are homeless, people that have been neglected by society, by themselves. Yeah. So what is the solution to if they don't get this charity and this attention from a system that is all corrupt and complicated to describe in just 1 minute?
It's a good point because Adi Shankaracharya wrote many things. We quoted him. So there's another place where he wrote, Deyam Dina Janaya Chavittam. You should give wealth to those who have no wealth. Deya should be given. Dina, you know the word Dina, fallen. It also means poor. Dina Bandhu, friend of the poor. Dina Nath, lord of the poor. Dina Dayala, one who has mercy upon the poor. So, Deya Dina Janaya, four persons, Jana is person, Janaya, four persons, or two persons, Cha and, but that's just to make it kind of rhyme, Deya Dina Janaya Cha Vittam. Vittam is wealth, money. They didn't have printed money, right? They had coins, gold coin, silver coin, rupee. Comes from the word ropium, silver. So there were silver coins. It doesn't say that you should discriminate between a sattvic poor person and a rajasic poor person there. But in the Gita, it says there's three types of charity. Those who deserve the charity, and some give charity for name and fame. Right now, ISKCON is also about to get a very good donation for the fourth big project in Bombay, New Bombay, if you've ever heard of it. We call it Navi Mumbai, New Bombay, Kargar. The Hinduja family, you've heard of them? They're billionaires. And so they're promising now to help complete the project. But their name has to be put there. So, you know, they're not the only ones. They're, in India, we have big, big hospitals with the name. Here, there are hospitals with the name of the family. Usually they have these.
And galleries and museums, all these galleries.
Right, the Guggenheim Museum and the Carnegie, right. So that's considered in the mode of passion. It's an example. But when you want some benefit and you give charity, whether it's name, fame, or whatever benefit. Sometimes it's a bribe. You're giving a charity, but you get something back. Yeah, that's the mode of passion. And when you give in it to unqualified persons, say there's a drunken bum on the road, give me some money, you know, and you give him money, then he goes and buys another bottle of liquor, right? We used to say that to the beggars, you know, why should we give you money? You're going to go and buy a bidi with the money, right? But Prabhupada distributed coins in the Kumbh Mela to the poor people in 1971. There was 1 paisa, 2 paisa, and 3 paisa. Believe me, those days are long gone. Even 1 rupee is nothing now in India. Right? They inflated everything. But I mean, Prabhupada did that. One time someone came to Prabhupada and played some, I don't know, it was a mridanga or whatever, harmonium, I can't remember. I wasn't there. This is a second-hand story. And so Prabhupada said to the devotee, give him 20 rupees. Why? You know, in the West, you don't do it. Because people don't have the charitability on a... They do. I shouldn't say that because, you know, you got guys hanging out at the subway stations in New York, I saw. You know, they play some violin. Or where did I see in... Yeah, I can't remember. I saw on a street corner not long ago someone playing, and he was playing... Oh, I think it was Baltimore. We went to the harbor, and it was a really good day. You know, it was in February. It was like a spring day. And there was a guy playing a violin, and he was good. And, you know, they put a dollar there. I've done it. You know, someone was playing a banjo really nicely. You put a dollar. So, I mean, there are different types of charity. I think in Los Angeles, I gave somebody a dollar once. He was playing a guitar, you know, or banjo. It was really good. So, I mean, these different types of charity. Yudhishthir set the example by performing the Rajasuya sacrifice in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. And he gave... It's called Bhuri Dakshina. Bhuri means profuse. Dakshina is charity. And everything was made of gold in the sacrifice. And that's all given away to the brahmanas. So we can only imagine how the Vedic kings, and there's a huge list of kings who followed the Vedic culture and gave in charity the brahmanas. But brahmanas were a small minority. They also looked after them. There was, you know, Karna was considered a great charitable person, and anyone who came to him, anyone, he would give them. So Lord Krishna in Gita says three types of charity. But there were people that were more liberal in giving charity. They didn't distinguish whether the person was qualified or fit or unfit at times. Although probably the Vedic kings were more inclined to give charity to, you know, more inclined person, more, what do you call it, qualified persons to receive. Even Krishna begged charity, right? You know the story. Who did he beg charity from?
Charity would be just for...
No,
for
who did Lord Krishna... Lord Krishna went and begged charity in the Bhagavatam.
No, I mean...
You don't know the story?
Yeah. No.
Just say no. He knows the story.
No, I don't know.
It wasn't he, it was a she, and she did the charity. Krishna didn't beg charity from her. Yes, that's true. Vaman is Krishna, and he begged from Bali Maharaj. That's not what I was thinking of, though, because I said Lord Krishna. He came to the brahmanas with Balaram.
Yes, thereafter, the wives were the ones who gave the charity.
Parents? Oh, I see. Dvija Patnis. They begged for food. Correct? Correct, that's true. That wasn't what I was thinking of, but I was thinking of Jarasandha. When Krishna... Arjun and Bhima went dressed as brahmanas to Jarasandha and begged him for a fight, right? He said, what do you want? You know, brahmanas usually go to kings and ask for charity. So he said, what do you want? Whatever it is, I'll give you, even my body. Yeah, we came here for a fight. I'm Krishna, this is Arjuna, Kunti Putra Arjuna and Kunti Putra Bhima. Oh, okay. But yeah, when the cowherd boys were hungry and they went to Krishna, what should we do? We're hungry. So Krishna said, go to the wives of the brahmanas. So there are examples of Krishna himself begging for charity. And Vamanadeva, of course, is an avatar. There is another question. The mic is there.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. My question is related to the Vamadeva pastime. And you were mentioning Dina Bandhu, the Krishna is the Lord of the poor or something.
Friend. Bandhu is friend. Dina is poor.
And Prabhupada mentions in his verse upadis, sarvapadi, etc. And one of the upadis that's obstacles to pure devotion, Queen Kunti says, the upadi that I'm rich, I have money. And Bali Maharaj thought that, so many people in the scriptures thought that. And I was sharing with you yesterday how basically in one lecture by Radhanath Maharaj, he was given Sanyas Diksha to Amalabhata Maharaj now. And he essentially it was discussed that basically everyone is poor. He was mentioning this Bali Maharaj passage. So basically he said Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a devotee for permission to renounce everything. And Srila Prabhupada's response was, Krishna owns everything, so what do you have to renounce? The only thing you have to renounce is the misconception that you have something to renounce. And we see it in a Bali Maharaj path. So my question is regarding this. The tendency is that when we're attached to this upadi of being rich or having power, we see in the scriptures that the great demons all say Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, or King Rahugana. The tendency is that you think you could say anything to anyone, especially if you think you have more power than them, like King Rahugana. He was very inconsiderate and disrespectful to our Jatabartha. And then Jatabartha spoke. He was like, he was a rare case. He was like, please forgive me, you know. But the tendency in the material world, we only we're humbled, like Hiranyakashipu or Kamsa, only then we realize maybe I can't say anything to the poor, the uneducated, those who don't have less power than us. So how do we give up this anarta that we think we could say anything to anyone? And, you know, until before we be humbled by Krishna, because that's the natural, we see so many humbling pastimes and, you know,
It's a good point, because every day, you know, we're reciting. Today I ran out because I had to maintain my body, as they say, and Lagu Shankha. But Chinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna. You're supposed to feel lower than the straw in the street. But we don't act like that. So that means we haven't realized it fully. One should consider himself lower than the straw in the street and be more tolerant than the tree. You know, more tolerant than the tree. The dogs pass urine on the tree. People come and cut the tree, cut the branches. The tree doesn't complain. There's no screaming, shouting bloody murder. Or, you know, that's the joke. But I mean, more tolerant than a tree, lower than a blade of grass, amanina manadena, then giving all respect and without the desire. How does that work? It's extremely difficult to give, show all respects to everyone and to feel that I am more fallen. We don't feel like that. We don't feel like that. I'm not saying this is ideal, right? It's an ideal that we have to develop that humility. When? Well, it's up to us as individuals. But the point is, you know, how to do that. You have to do it. Constant practice and detachment. Okay. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Pardon the transgression of time. Believe me, I'm lower than the straw in the street. I'm not more tolerant than the tree, but I'm lower than the straw in the street. I don't know exactly. No, we're supposed to.